Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf lamed zayin omid beis. We have a blot, really two dafim, one today, one tomorrow, of real intense agadat gemara. So the Mishnah on daf lamed zayin omid aleph discussed ketzad ma'ayman esa edim al edei nefashas. So in the previous parak we had ketzad ma'ayman esa edim al dinei mominus. The answer was a rather short answer. But dinei nefashas, where the stakes are much higher, so before Edom would testify and say that we saw something which would make Reuven chayev misa, Bezdin would interrogate the Edom. They would give them a musa shmuz. They would explain to them, realize that what you're getting involved in right now is something very, very serious, and you better make sure, cross your T's, dot your I's. You better be 1,000% sure that what you're about to tell us is true, because if it's not, and we act upon it, we're going to kill an innocent man, and that person's blood, and the blood of his children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, all the dairies that could have come from him, are all going to be on your plates. And the Mishnah goes on to say how Bezin would tell him about Kayin, who killed Hevel. And when Hashem comes to Kayin, he tells him, Kol demei ochicho tzayakim. And really, the proper grammar would have been Kol dam ochicho. Why Kol demei? Demei is a Lashon Rabbin. It's one person Hevel. What's demei? Says the Mishnah, because it was damai, his blood, v'dam zaroisav. He was trying to tell him that it's dairis that you took away from the world from killing Hevel. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Kol ma'abe nefesh achis miyisrael mal olav akosav kilu ibeid oylo mole v'chol ha'mekayim nefesh achis miyisrael. And that's why Adam was Nivra Yechidi. That's why Hashem created one Adam and not two people or three people or 20 people or 100 people. It was to emphasize this point, the value of one life. And that is the entire world came from one life. And this is all part of the Musar Shmuz that we give the Edom. So we're going to pick up a little bit about Kayin the Hevel, and the Gemara is going to go back to this theme, which is Ketzed Ma'ayman Esa Edim Al Dinei Nefashas. Says the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yehuda Breid Reb Chiyot Melamed. We learn from the Pasuk where Hashem tells Kayin, Kol Dinei Ochicha. Again, the question is, why is it Dinei Ochicha? Shouldn't it have been Dam Ochicha? So we learn from there that when Kayin killed Hevel, he made Chaburois Chaburois, Ptsiois Ptsiois. And the reason was, Shloi Hoi Yoidea Mehecha Neshama Yoitza. He had no idea how to kill somebody. Hevel was the first person in history to die. So the first person to ever be born was Adam. But who is the first person to ever die? That's Hevel. Kayin kills Hevel. He has no idea how you kill someone. He had never experienced death. So he's hitting him. He's cutting him. He's waiting for him to die. Ad shegil etzavar, until he came to his throat, and then he died. And that's the demei. Demei is because there was so much blood because of all the chabureis, and ptsiois that Kayin made in Hevel. The pasuk says that after Kayin kills Hevel, so the earth opens up its mouth, proverbially speaking, and it absorbs, it swallowed the blood of Hevel. Said Rabbi Yehuda Breid Reb Chiya that from that day that the earth opened up its mouth to absorb Hevel's blood, the earth would never open its mouth again. Shenema miknafa oretz zmiroi shamanu tzvila tzahadik. Miknafa oretz v'loi mipi oretz. Wait a minute, Marshall explains the Gemara that that pasuk is talking about the oretz, the land which sings shirois vishes baches ta'akadosh baruch. So we know that all creations, everything that Hashem created in the world, Perek Shira, everything sings Shira to Hashem. And that's what this pasuk is describing. And mysteriously, says the Marsha, the pasuk says, Miknaf Aretz, from the wings of the Aretz. Really, it shouldn't have said from the wings of the Aretz. What it should have said was, Mipiha Aretz. Why Miknaf Aretz? It's coming to teach me that there's no Piha Aretz. There was one time that there was Piha Aretz. That was in the times of Kayin and Hevel. But from that day on, Loi Poscha Es Piha. Freik the Gemara, Esvei Chizki Achiv. There's a pasuk in the Torah, Atiftach Aretz Es Piha, after the story of Korach. What happened? The earth opens up its mouth and it swallows Korach and his family. So you see, it did open it up again. It's true. L'ra, to punish, it did. But L'toivanat, and absorbing Hevel's blood was actually a good thing. It was a good thing. It was covering the terrible crime that was committed, and that's something that happened only one time. If somebody does an Avera and then he is forced into exile, so we don't mean Dafka the Ritzach B'Shoigig that goes to Golos, but any person that goes to Golos because of an Avera that he does, it's Mechaperes Mechza, it causes half the Avera to go away. Ksiv, it says, Vayisi Novin Nod, Hashem tells Kayin, because of what you did to Hevel, you're going to have to be Novinod. loosely translated, you're going to have to wander. But the Torah uses a double lashon. No, wander. Venod, wander. Ulubik seif ksiv. After Hevel goes to Golus, what does it say? Vayeshev be'eretz noid. He settled in the land of wanderers. It doesn't say no venod. You see from there that once he left his house, he left everything behind. He went into Golos. It was Mechaperes Ovin Mechza. So he went from having to be Novin Nod to only having to be Vayeshev Eretz Noid. So in the Margolos Sayam, then why did Cain get God? Why was that his punishment? Aritzech B'mezid is Chayev Misa. Aritzech B'sheigig is Chayev Golos. Why was it that Cain, who killed Hevel B'mezid, why did he go to Golos? So he says something very interesting. He says that the truth is that, as we said before, this was the first time anybody ever died. So as much as Cain may have known what he was trying to do, he was trying to kill Hevel, but he couldn't have properly understood the depth of what death is, because no one had ever died. It wasn't possible. So says the Margolos Yam, lo yoda Cain inyan misa klal. He didn't really understand misa. And as a result, there was an element of shoygig. What's the oynish for Ritzech b'shoygig? He goes to Golos. That's why. What was Cain's punishment? His punishment was that he should be novenot. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Golos mechaperish loyshavar. Golos is mechaper three things. Shenema, the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem hayoyshe b'ir azoyis yomus b'cherev b'rav u'bedever. The context over there is if Yirmiyahu tells the Yidden that Nebuchadnezzar and his army are going to come, they're going to lay siege, they're going to take you into exile, you're going to end up in Bavel, you're going to be there for 70 years, and then Hashem is going to redeem you. And he tells them very simply, he says that if you surrender to the Babylonians, to the Chaldeans, he says, then you're going to be okay. This will work itself out. It's going to be horrible. Churban Beis HaMikdash. But if you're going to try to put up a fight, you're not going to be willing to surrender, then bad things are going to happen. So that's the context. Whoever's going to stay here, try to protect the land, Yomus is going to die. Becherev. Birov ubedev vayoytse v'noifal alakazim. But anyone that surrenders, hatzar malechem v'chayev v'hoisle nafshu l'shol. Says the Gemara. So what do you see? That whoever was going to leave Eretz Yisrael, going to exile to Bavel, was going to be speared these three things: cherev, rov, and dever. So you see that Golos is not only mechaperes avoy mechza, but also can spear you from three things. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says Golos mechaperes ala kol shenemar. And we need a brief introduction before we see what Rabbi Yochanan wants to say. And that is that we know that Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in three stages. There was stage one, stage two, and then stage three. Nebuchadnezzar became the king of Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar, of course, was the one that was going to ultimately destroy the Beis HaMikdash. 1 year into his reign, so he's elected president. A year later, he decides that he wants to conquer Eretz Yisrael. At the time, the melech of Klal Yisrael was Yehoyakim. He was from the Malchut Yehuda. He was the king. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he takes Yehoyakim into Golus. 7 years later, Nebuchadnezzar returned to Eretz Yisrael. At that time, Yehoyachin, also known as Yechaniah, was the Melech Yisrael. He took him into Golos as well. Now, he didn't just take Yechaniah. The Gemara is going to say later, he took 1,000 people with him. And these 1,000 people weren't just ordinary people. These were hand-picked prodigies, people that Nebuchadnezzar believed were the brightest and the shiniest and the smartest young Jewish talent living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. He wanted them for himself. He wanted to incorporate them into his government, into his infrastructure back in Bavel. He knew that the Jews contribute a lot to civilization. That's something that they've done from the beginning of time, and he wanted them with him. So he took with them who were known as the Cheresh and the Masker. That's who he takes back with him into Eretz Yisrael. Incidentally, in Megillas Esther, when Mordechai HaTzadik is introduced for the first time. So Ish Yehudi Hoye B'Shushan Abira Ushmoy Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. And then there's a pasuk that you read with the Nusach of Eicha Hasher Hagla, right? Mirushalayim Im Hagoyla Asher Haglisa Im Yechanya Melech Yehuda. So Mordechai HaTzadik, says the pasuk, went into Golos with Yechanya Melech Yehuda. What's the point? What's the punchline? The punchline is that he was from the Cheresh and the Masker. He was from those 1,000 people that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar. It's a shvach. It was on his resume. That's who Mordechai was. You wonder who Mordechai was? 11 years later, Nebuchadnezzar would come a third time. At that time, Tzidkiyahu was the Melech of Yisrael. Then Nebuchadnezzar finished the job. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in three phases, and it happened over 18 years. It began with Golos Yehoyakim. 7 years later, there was Golos Yehoyachin. 11 years after that, there was Golos Sidkiyo. So says the Gemara, we're talking again about Golos, that's Mechaperes. And the Gemara is going to digress. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Golus is mechaper. It could be mechaper for everything. It's not only avoy mechza. It's not only shloisha dvar, but anything. Any gzeira that Hashem imposes upon somebody, if the person goes to Golus, it could be mechaper. Hashem told Yehoyachin, this is the king who was Melech Yisrael when Nebuchadnezzar came for the second time. Kisvu es ha'ish hazeh ariri, that this person is going to be childless. He's going to be ariri. Gever lo yitzach b'lo. Ki lo yitzach mizari yishreish v'akizhi David u'moshu lo'id b'Yehuda. So Yochanan gets this terrible call. He's not going to have any children. He's going to have no nachas. Nothing's going to come from him. U'basa the Golik Siv. But the Pasuk says that after Yochanan went to Golis in Bavel, u'bnei Yechanya, he had sons. Asir b'noi, shaltiel b'noi. So you see, he had two sons. How do you have two sons? The Torah says he went to Golus. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, Golus, mechaper, salakol. It could be mechaper for everything. Says the Gemara, why were Yochanan's sons called Aser and Shaltiel, respectively? Aser, she'ibis ha'imah v'beisa asurim. Because when his mother conceived with Yochanan the father, they were v'beisa asurim. Shaltiel, she'shos le'kel, she'loi k'derech ha'nishtolim. Because she conceived in a shalei kederech way. Gemiri, we have a tradition, she'ina isha misaveres ma'umet, that a woman can't become pregnant while she's standing. Vehi nis'abra mu'ubid, Rashi explains, quotes a medrash, top Rashi on the Amid, exactly how it happened, but she was nis'abra mu'umid. Davaracha shaltiel, the reason he was called shaltiel, was shenishal ala losoi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that Yochanan would never have children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol had to be matir shvua, matir neder. He had to go and be matir shvua in order for Yochanan to be able to have children. The Pasuk says, El Zerubbabel. So Zerubbabel, who was the leader of the Jews, this is Jewish History 101, when the Yidden went back to Eretz Yisrael, at the end of Golus Bavel, when Koresh, Cyrus the Great, became the Persian emperor, overtook the Babylonian Empire, now gives the Yidden permission, as mentioned right at the beginning of Sefer Ezra. So who's the leader of the Jews at the time when the Yidden are going up there? It's not Ezra. Ezra didn't go up there until many years later. It was Zerubbabel. Who was Zerubbabel? He was the son of Shaltiel, who was the son of Yehoyachin. Why was he called Zerubbabel? Shenizra bebavel. Umashmai. What was Zerubbabel's real name? Nechemya ben Chachalya Shemai. Zerubbabel and Nechemya, says the Gemara, is really the same person. Yehuda v'chizki b'nei Reb Chiya, habayasa b'sudasi. Yehuda v'chizki, two sons of Reb Chiya, were once sitting and eating a suda together. Kami Rebbe, in front of Rebbe. V'loi have a kamri, v'loi midi. They weren't saying anything. Amalahu. So Rebbe said, Agru chamra dardiki. Give these young children something to drink. Keichi the lemru milso. Right? Loosen them up a little bit. I want to hear what they have to say. Given the ifso, after a couple of drinks, Paschovar, when they said as follows, Ein bein David ba, at sheyich lushnei batei aves miYisrael. The sheikh's not going to come until their two very prestigious families in Klai Yisrael are going to cease to exist. So first, two families have to be obliterated, and it's only then that Mashiach can come. And who are these two families? The family of the Reish Kalusa and Bavel, the Nasi, Sheveret Yisrael. So we spoke about the Reish Kalusa and the Nasi in the beginning of the Masechta at Tlent. So when the Reish Kalusa and Bavel and the Nasi and Eretz Yisrael cease to exist, it's only then that Mashiach is going to come. And he learned it from a pasuk, Shenem v'hayu l'mikdash l'eben negev, u'letzur michshol l'shnei bati Yisrael. It's talking about Mashiach, and Mashiach is going to be a michshol. He's actually going to be a stumbling block for two families. So Rebbe sits and hears this. Now Rebbe was the Nasi. So Amar Lemi tells him, Bonai, koitze matematilin libeinai. He says, why are you saying this to me? You're taunting me. This is not something I want to hear. Amar Lemi, Reb Chiya. It's Reb Chiya. These are Reb Chiya's sons. So Reb Chiya turns to Rebbe, sticks up for his sons, and says, Al Yei Rebbe Necho. Yayin nitim b'shiv moisiyas. Yayin is begematria 70. Yud yud nun. V'soid. Nitim b'shiv noisiyas. Nichnas yayin. Yotza soid. This is a soid. It is what it is. Am Reb Chizda, Am Maruk, Am Rami, Am Reb Chizda. Tarsh Mari Bar Mar. Ma'itach seva yishkeh Hashem ala rova yevi eoleinu. Ki tzadik Hashem elokeinu. So this is a pasuk in Daniel. And Daniel says, Vayishkeh Hashem ala ro. Hashem caused the ro to come really, really fast. Why? Ki tzadik Hashem elokeinu. Because Hashem is a tzadik. Break the Gemara. The obvious question. Mishum de tzadik Hashem. Vayishkeh Hashem ala rova yevi eoleinu. If Hashem's a tzadik, he should cause the ra not to happen. Vayishked Hashem. Hashem makes all these terrible things happen really, really fast. Why? Ki tzadik Hashem. So that's the Gemara in Rav Chizda Darshan. Stuck us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually was acting as a tzadik. Shehiktim Golus Tzidkiyo. That he caused Golus Tzidkiyo to happen. Va'oid Golus Yechani Kayemes. While Golus Yechani was still happening. We mentioned before, there was 11 years between Golus Yechani and Golus Tzidkiyo. Really, it could have happened over a longer period of time. You would have thought it's a good thing, right? Says the Gemara, no. Because Hashem wanted that the impact of Golus Yechonya should be alive and well when Golus Sitkiyo took place. What's that based on? Because it says by Golus Yechonya, HaCheresh VaHamaskar Elef, that Nebuchadnezzar took with him 1,000 Cheresh HaMaskar. And Chazal Darsh, literally it sounds like craftsmen, he took doctors, lawyers, attorneys, but that's not what it means, say Chazal. Cheresh Kivan Shepoyschin HaKol Nasa Cheresh. When they would start talking and learning, people would be deaf. They couldn't, all right, Genug Shoin, I heard enough. Masker Kivan Shesoygrim BaHalacha, when they said there's nothing else to talk about on this, it was over. The Kamahayu, how many of them were elf? Meaning, the amount of Torah that descended upon Bavel with Golus Yechonya was incredible. HaCheresh VaHamasker Elef. Hashem wanted that when Golus Sidkiyo, that's when the majority of Klal Yisrael ended up being in Bavel, there should be yeshivas, the Cheresh and the Masker should be in their prime. They should be teaching Torah, so like this, the Yidden will have Torah. And if they have Torah, they're not going to get completely wiped away. Incidentally, the impact of the Cheresh and the Masker would last a very, very long time. It would last over 1,000 years. If you remember, you learn about the Cheresh and the Masker in yeshiva. It comes up in the yeshiva cycle. Gittin da vava mit Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. It says the Gemara, os atzmenu b'bavel k'eretz Yisrael l'gittin b'chi osa rav l'bavel. Therefore, when Rav famously went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the Gemara says, Bavel got a din of Eretz Yisrael, that I maybe get me Bavel, doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Ordinarily, if somebody brought a get me din of Sayyam, you'd have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Pasha, the Gemara is going according to Rabba, who says, so they were worried that maybe this cipher out somewhere, Medina Sayyam, wasn't familiar with the laws of Lishma. But when Rav came to Bavel, you didn't have to worry. Says Rashi, don't think that before Rav came to Bavel, there was no Torah. Because dating back to when the Cheresh and the Masker came to Bavel, there was never a Tkufa where there was no Torah. It's just when Rav came, at that point already, with regards to B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, he appointed yeshivas, Rashi says, but it's from this point on, Acheresh V'amasker, that Torah would thrive into Bavel, culminating, of course, this wasn't the end, but this was the climax, was the Talmud Bavli, which of course was authored in Bavel, but regardless, says the Gemara, that's Pshat, in Vayishkei, Hashem al Arav, Vayivyei Aleinu, what was the Vayishkei, Golus Sidkiyo happened, while Golus Yechonya was still going on. Ulama, Ula said, that what's the Vayishkei Hashem al Rosh Hiktim Shtei Shonim Levinoy Shantim, that Hashem made sure that the Yidin would be in Golus 850 years, but not 852 years, which is the gematria of the word Vinoy Shantim. And this is referring to a pasuk in Parshas Vaschan, and this is the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av. So on Tisha B'Av we read by Shachris, Ki Soilud Banim Uvnei Banim Vinoy Shantim Ba'aretz. The Torah says that if the Yidden are going to be over by the Zohar in Eretz Yisrael, that really quickly Hashem is going to come, He's going to wipe out the Yidden. The Neishantem is Bigamatria 852. Says the Gemara, had the Yidden been in Eretz Yisrael 852 years, and then they would have gone into Golus, then this pasuk would have happened. Ki avoy toyveidun maher, and all the terrible klolos that are mentioned in that kriya. But the Yidden were never in Golos, or they were never in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years. They were there for 850 years. What's the cheshbon? 440 years after the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. So 440 plus 410 is 850. The Churban happened after 850. Had it happened 2 years later, after the gematria of an Oshantem, then this pasuk would have played itself out literally. Had it played itself out literally, the Yidden wouldn't have survived. So Vayishkei Hashem al Arah, Hashem could have delayed it another 2 years. The problem is, then it would have been Vinoishantem, and then it would have been all over. You see from here that when Hashem says He's going to do something fast, it could sometimes be 852 years. Because the pasuk over there says, Ki avoid toiveidun maher, and it's related to this number 852. Regardless, Shema Mina Mehera de Mari Alma Tamni Meya the Chamshim the Tartin Havas. Just before we go weiter, to exhale for one moment, two short ha'aras. The first one is just can't go weiter without seeing this Tosfos. The second to last Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara quoted a pasuk. The pasuk says Miknafa Oretz Zemiro Shamanu Tzvila Tzadik. And the Gemara made a diuk, Miknafa Aretz, V'loi Mipi Aretz. That would have been the more appropriate poetic word to use. Says the Gemara, you see from here, that from the time that the earth opened up its mouth, so to speak, to absorb the dam of Hevel, the Torah, the earth was never going to open its mouth again. L'toifa. Tosfos quotes a Tshuvas HaGaonim. Read it inside. Kosev the Tshuvas HaGaonim. She'ein b'nei Eretz Yisrael oimrim kedusha ela b'Shabbos. That the b'nei Eretz Yisrael only say kedusha on Shabbos. Tchsev, because the pasuk says gabi chayos when describing the malachim sheish knafayim v'chol echad. Each one has six wings. V'chol knafu oimah shir achas b'yom Shabbos me'achol. And each wing says shira one day of the week. When it comes to Shabbos, the chayas turn to Hashem and they say, "Ribbono shel olam, ein lanu oid knaf." We don't have another wing. Each wing already said kedusha one day of the week. Hakadosh Baruch Hu meishav lahem. Hashem answers, "Yesh li oid knaf echad shoyim lefan hashira." There's another knaf, and that knaf is going to be the knaf that's going to sing shira today. Shenemar, who is that? It's Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, "Mi knafa oritz miro shamanu." So this one day a week where we say kedusha, presumably it's referring to nakdishach and aritzach and kadosh hashem chavoyilam, maybe kesa yitnah lechol. But the bottom line is, why Shabbos? So now you know the rest of the story. It's based on this medrash right here. That's the first aura. The second aura is I saw in the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim asks that why was Yechonya's son called Shaltiel? She nishal al alasa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sworn that Yechonya wouldn't have any children, and Yechonya was going to have children. And in order for Yechonya to have children, despite the Shfuah, what had to happen was, is Hashem had no choice to be shoyel on his Shfuah. So Teres Chaim asks that it's mashma from this Gemara that Hashem has the ability to be shoyel on a Shfuah. Why is that Akasha? Because we learned together not so long ago in the beginning of Perkei Moichas HaSfina, the fantastic Agadic Gemara, that the Gemara says this. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chana was once walking in the desert and he meets an Arab and he tells him, "Do you want me to take you to the place of Har Sinai?" He says, "Absolutely." So he takes him to Har Sinai and he hears a baskel, and the baskel says, HaShadosh Baruch Hu is bemoaning the fact that he sent the Yidden into Golus, and he says, "Me mefer be, I wish somebody would be mefer the Shvuah that I made." And Rabbi Chana comes back and he tells the Talmid Chachamim what he saw. He says, "No, you made for the Shavuot." He says, "No, how are you not made for the Shavuot?" They spoke very harshly against him. Marcy wasn't sure what Shavuot it was, but the bottom line is, right to Teres Chaim, it sounds like that Hashem was waiting. He was waiting for Rabbi Bar Bachana to come to be made for the Shavuot. I thought Hashem has an ability to just be Nishal al Ha'olah. Nishal is easier than being Mefer. Mefer, you have to go to your husband, your father. Sheila is, you just have to find three chevra, Shimon or Rabbeisai, and you're done. So if Hashem has the ability to be Mater Shvua, Freik to Teres Chaim, why didn't Hashem be Mater Shvua, Perik HaMoiches HaSvino? Why did he need Rabbi Bar Bachana to be Mefer? He blight Sarchin. That's Teres Chaim's kasha. But it reminded me of a beautiful Chasam Sofer that we spoke out when we learned Perik HaMoiches HaSvino. And that's Chasam Sofer Taka asks the kasha, Vos pas Mefer. It should have said Hatar. Again, if a person makes a neder or a shvuah, so there's two ways for the neder or shvuah to go by the wayside. It can be Mater, it can be Mefer. Mater is to go to a Rav. Mefer is a married woman or a girl that's under 12 years old. Her husband or father, respectively, have an ability to be Mefer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to repeal a shvuah, L'chura, it's going to be via Hatara. Rabbi Bar Bachana, as the Rav, as the Chacham, as the mumcha, is going to be Mater. Not Mefer. Mefer is something that a husband does. Says Chasam Sofer, you find that a tzaddik is called Ishalikim. What does Ishalikim mean? Because Ish suggests bilus, control. A tzaddik, to some degree, controls. He pulls the strings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaddik Geizer, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Says the Heilig Chasam Sofer, what's the tiefkeit in why a husband has an ability to be made for the nether of his wife? It's because he has a bilus over his wife, or isha nikness. And just like he zoichin or maisi adayim, just like he yarshins his wife, so too he has an ability to be made for an adarm. She's not a balabas on her own nether. He's the balabas on her nether. And it's for that reason he has an ability, given certain type criteria, to go and to be made for. It's in that same vein that a tzaddik is isha likim. He has the ability, veto power. He's the Bailam on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nedarim and Shavuos, and he has an ability to be Mefer. So it says the Chasam Sofer, yeah, this wasn't working B'Toras HaToras Nedarim. This is more Mefer. Just like the woman, when she makes a Shavuah, she has to make sure her husband's okay with it. From the day the husband hears it, he has a day to potentially be Mefer. That Tzaddik is an Ish. He's the husband of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has control. He can pull the strings. And that's why Rabbi Bar Bachana B'Toras Baal had an ability to be Mefer. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaita Lafichach. So the Mishnah said that from
Kayin and Hevel, you see how chomer shvichas damim is. And then the Mishnah continued and said, it's for that reason that a man was created yichidi to teach us to call him ma'abi nefesh achas miyisrael ma'alol v'akos v'kidu ibit oiv v'molei. And then the Mishnah gave other reasons why Adam Rishon was created yichidi. And the Braisa picks up on that. No, Tanu Rabbanu, Adam yichidi nivro, man was created yichidi. U'mepnei ma'why shlayu aminim oimrim, the minim shouldn't say, ha'abri Rishon is bashamayim. If two people would have been created at the same time, what would the minim have said, the pagans? They would have said, one God created one person, the other God created the other person. So that's not good. Avirach b'nei atzadikim b'nei arishot. Shal you have tzadikim b'nei anu b'nei tzadik. V'risham oimim anu b'nei rasha. Because you have tzadikim and rishon, right? The world can be divided into two groups. There's tzadikim and there's rishon. So if two people would have been created initially, you know what people would say? There's no bechira, there's no free will. If you're an einikel from the tzaddik, you're going to be a tzaddik. If you're an einikel from the rosh, you're going to be a rosh. It's not good for people to think they don't have free will. So that's why Adam was nivra yechidi. People shouldn't fight. Says the Gemara, madach ne'ar, shenivra yachid. We all come from the same grandfather, and still Misgaira is, my yichas is better than your yichas, and your yichas is better than my yichas. Shnayim, if it would be two, halach is kama v'kama, tavaracha, mibnei ha-gazlonim, uvibnei ha-chamsonim, ma'achshav, ma'dach ne'er, shenivri yichidi goyzen v'chaymse, ma'dach terei. We all come from the same place. People fight and steal, nivru, shnayim, halach is kama v'kama. What would happen is, people would say, how do you have a right to be on this land? This was given by Hashem to my great-great-great-great-grandfather. And that was given to your great. Like this, we all come from the same place. It minimizes to a certain degree the amount of machloikis that there is. So before we go weiter, just one more, actually a little more Gemara. Another reason the Mishnah said why Adam was never Yechidi, to show the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Honor Rabbanan, the Brice elaborates on this. A person can make many coins from one mold, but the Kulan diamonds, they're all going to look the same. It's the same mold that's creating all these coins. Everybody was created with the Chosim of Adam Arishon, and no two people are the same. As the pasuk says, "Tesapech kechoymer chaysam veyisyatz v'kumay levush." So the pasuk over there is describing man who was created, and it uses a lashon of kechoymer chaysam, that Hashem created man with a mold. Proverbially speaking, obviously. But it created him with a mold. So you see this nusach, and that's the musr that you take out of him. Why talk it that Hashem want that people shouldn't look alike? Shalir adam dira na. A person shouldn't see a nice dira, the ishana, the yoyme shalihi. If everybody would look the same, how would you know? Right? When everyone's townhouse looks the same, it's complicated enough. If everybody's going to look the same, it's a whole nother level of complicated. You don't know where you live. You don't know who you're married to. You don't know which car is yours. It's complicated. A person is different from his friend in three ways. Bekoil, different voice. The Mara, he looks different. Ubedas. No two people think the same. Why? Bekoil ube Mara. Mishom Erfa. Koil and Mara is Mishom Erfa. So Mara, you have to know who you're married to. Koil, at night, when you can't see, you should be able to recognize the person with fierce eye in the koil. Upedas, das as well. And the reason for that is Mipnei ha-gazlonim v'ha-chamsonim. Because of the gazlonim and the chamsonim. Tanu Rabbanon, Adam nivra be'erev Shabbos. Man was created in Erev Shabbos. Mipnei ma, why? Shleyu aminim oimrim. The mina shouldn't say, shut avayla l'kadosh baruch b'maisi b'reishis. Because let's say Adam would have been created on the fourth day. And then Hashem would have created more things. On the fifth and the sixth. So people would think that maybe man was a shutter for my separation. He assisted Hashem in creating the world. So Hashem created man last, so nobody should make that mistake. Dovarach, another reason, Shinta Zuach Daite, if you're ever having a shvach moment, you're ever feeling like a Baal Gaiva, Oy Maloy, just remember your tush, Kodmucha b'may separation, that the little insects were created before you. Bisnish Lazak Naka, Dovarach, Kidei Sheikonis, La Mitzvah Miyad. Another reason is so that right after Adam Arishon was born, the first thing, he was born, he went right into Shabbos. That's the mitzvah, says Rashi. Dabar achar, so you should go right into a suda. Moshe l'mad melech basavadam. It says the Gemara explained to it, there was a melech basavadam, shebono palterin. He built a palace. V'shichlilon. And he furnished it. V'hiskin suda. And he prepared a meal. V'achakach hichnes orchem. And it was only afterwards that he went and he invited the guests. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Chachmas Bonsa Besa, Chatzva Amudeo Shiva, Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yena, Av Orcha Shulchana, Sholcha Nareseo Sikra, Al Gape Meroine Kores.
Darshan is the Gemara. Chach mispansa beisa zubidas shalom kodesh baruch hu shabaras kol olam kulu b'chach. Hashem created the world. It's referring to Briyas Olam, and Hashem was chachma mispansa beisa. He created the world with chachma. Chatzva amudeh shiva. What's the shiva in the context of Briyas Olam? That's easy. Elu shiva simei bereish. It's the 7 days when the world was created. Tavcha tivcha mascha yenav orcha shulchana. What's this? Tavcha tivcha mascha yena archa shulchana. It sounds like there's a big suda. Elu yamim unaharois v'chotzar chayelam. It's referring to the world, everything that was created. And what's the metaphor used in the pasuk to describe everything that Hashem created? This big banquet, this suda. Sholcha nareiseo sikra ze adam echava. Afterwards, Hashem creates adam echava. So the context over here is that Hashem creates the world. We refer to the world as this banquet, this elaborate party, and it's only afterwards, sholcha nareiseo sikra adam echava. That's the mashal. So you want to know why adam echava were created at the end of the week? Mashal, melech basa v'dam. You build the palace, you prepare the meal, and only afterwards do you invite the guests. Al gapi meroi me karis. That's the end of the pasuk. Grab on it. It says al gape. Gape means on the heights. Viksev al kise means you're sitting down. You're not so high. You're a little lower. But chila al gape ulebesoif al kise. When Adam Arishan was created originally, he was al gape. But after he sinned, he fell down. He was al kise. The pasuk continues. Mi pesi yosur heina chasar lev amrloy. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu mi pitay laze. I created Adam Arishan. I built this beautiful world. Prepare this beautiful meal, Adam Chava, he's agape, he's on top of the world, and what caused everything to implode? Isha, it was his wife, Tichsiv Noyef, Isha, Chasar, Lev, Tanya Hoy Ramei Roim, Adam Arishoin, Mikola, Olam Kulay Hutz Barafar, Shem took the offer to create Adam Arishoin. So where did he take the offer from? He took it from all over the world. Shenema Golmi Roe Necho, Uksivki, Hashem Einav Meshoite Tois Bechalar. So Golmi is Milosh and Golem. That was the unshaped form of Adam Arishoin, the raw offer that was going to be used for Adam Arishoin. So Golmi was Roe Necho. So where's Hashem's eyes gaze? Hashem, ain of Meshoitetois Becholot. Amr Abayishim Meshmeidirab. Adam Arishoin was Gufoy Mibava. Viroishoy, May Eretz Yisrael. So Adam Arishoin's Guf came from Afar of Bavel. His head came from Eretz Yisrael. The Eivorov, his Eivorim, came from Shararot. So it's Agvoisov. What about Agvoisov? So Agvoisov is where he sits down. That part of him, where did that come from? Amr Avacha Me Akra Da Agma. It came from Akra Da Agma. That's a very deep swamp in Bavel. That's where Agvoisov Shel Adam Harishon came from. So just before we go weiter, and we get up to another classic Gemara, just one Ha'ara. And that is, so the context over here, not to lose focus, hard sometimes to keep the cheshbon of the digression of the Gemara. It's especially hard when you're learning Agadat the Gemara. So had we come to Adam Arishoin and Kayin and Hevel, it's because we're learning a sugya of Dinei Nefashos, or rather love the sugya. And we're up to where the Edom are going to come in and they're going to testify and they're going to tell Bezden that we know Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar, as long as the Drishas and the Chakiros, everything checks out, Bezden's going to be Mekabel the Edos and they're going to kill Reuven. So before we kill Reuven, we have to make sure these Edom are telling the truth. So we give them a Musa Shmuz. We do the best we could possibly do. And we try to spook them. We scare them. We intimidate them. We interrogate them. That's what we do to try to get them to understand the severity of what it is that they're getting themselves involved in. And we tell them about the value of one life. Kol Demei Achicha. And that's why Adam was never Yechidi. Shekhala Na'abe Nefesh Achis Miyisrael. Kilu Ibeit Oyla Mole. Etc. Etc. The very end, at the very end of the Mishnah, last line, says the Mishnah Lefichach, it's for that reason, Kol Echad Ve'echad Chayiv Loimer, every person is obligated to say, Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created for me. Now, Poshit Pshat, when you read the Mishnah, what does it mean, Lefichach, every person is obligated to say, it's not so much related to the context of the Mishnah, it's more that Adam was Nivra Yechidi, so a person should say, Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam, I'm not just an ordinary person, Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam, it could be the whole world was created for me, because a whole world can technically come from me. But not that this is part of the shmooz that we're giving the aid. But if you look at the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam is in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perik Yud Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam is describing Ketzad Ma'ayim and Al-Eidin Nefashis.
And the Rambam quotes kemat verbatim our Mishnah. And I'm going to skip to the bottom of it. They tell him lefichach nivra adam yichid ba'olam lalamed shekhalam abe nefesh achas malo olav kilu ibed olam mali vachalam kaim nefesh achas malo olav kilu kaim olam mali harei kol boya olam betzuras adam arishin hei nivram ve'en pnei echad mehem doim lefnei chaveroi lefichach. We tell the Eden kol echad ve'echad yochol loimer not chayev but yochol loimer b'shvili nivra olam. In the Rambam, it's mavur that last line of the Mishnah is not just agav. We're talking about how man was created yichidi, and how the whole world came from one person. So it's a meris. The value of one life is incredible. That's not b'derech agav. This is all part of the script. This is what we tell the Edim. We tell the Edim that a person has an obligation to say b'shvili nivra olam. So I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in a shmuz in Sichas Musar makes this diyuk in the Rambam and says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, what was the Musar? I understand the Musar kol ha'abe nefesh achas miyisrael kilu ibedon. Don't kill him, because if you kill him, it's terrible. But what does b'shvili nivra olam have to do? What does b'shvili nivra olam have to do with the Musa Shmuz? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, b'kitzer, something that I saw Reb Yankel Galinsky in the Galata says a little bit more ba'arichos in Parshas Vayeshev. That is, it's in the context of Yosef HaTzadik and Eishes Poitifa. So Eishes Poitifa is trying to will Yosef in to do a really terrible avera, and Yosef is fighting himself. It's not easy, but he's fighting himself. And he quotes a medrash. The medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah, Pei Zayin Hei. Allah, Yosef turns to Eishes Poitifar and he tells her as follows. I want to tell you a little bit about my family. My father, his name is Yaakov Avinu. His father was Yitzchak. His father was Avram Avinu. He says, my father was a Navi. You know what a Navi means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and he would communicate with him. Sometimes in a dream, sometimes during the day. He goes, I have a Zayde Yitzchak Avinu that Hashem chose. He wanted him to be a Korban Oil. He says, you expect me to do an Avera like this? This was the tshuva that Yosef HaTzadik gave Eishes Poitifar. This is what he told. He says, you know who I am? You know a little bit about my history, my background? He goes, you think I'm not a regular person. I didn't come from, I was sold. I come from a family. I don't know where they are now. But the point is that you're talking to the wrong person. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Yankel Galinsky says it also. He says, what was he trying to say? He was just trying to say, you're missing the boat, Eishes Poitifar. I understand you're selling me something very gishmak. You're selling me something very appealing. And you're trying to get me to do an avera. That's fine. But realize how beneath my dignity it is. Realize that I was created for a purpose that's so much greater than what it is you're trying to get me to do. And by me doing this avera, I'm going to be giving up. I'm going to be walking away from so much upside that I potentially can accomplish in my lifetime. He says, imagine a melech. You ask him to sit and play in the... It doesn't pass. It makes no sense. And that was the tshuva. It says, Reb Yankel Galinsky, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said the same thing. That the best way for a person to fend off the Yetzirah is not with a musa shmuz. You know, it's aser, it's this, that, yad. We all know it's aser. We know everything is aser. Doesn't make it much easier. He says, the point is that when a person internalizes that he's here for a greater purpose, he has a real tafkid, he can accomplish greatness. And by him doing this avera, he's walking away from all that greatness he's able to accomplish. He says at that point, any bal seichel, any rational person will recognize, he's going to realize, somebody was created with a talent to do something very, very spectacular, and he sees his friends aren't doing it. Right, you're 6'7", you could be some professional athlete, but if my friends aren't professional athletes, I'm not going to be. It's obvious that this person was created for a different reason, potentially. He could go out, get himself a big contract, make a lot of money, and separate himself from his peers. That's what a yid is. And that's the Musar Shmuz that Yosef was trying to explain to Eishes Poitifar, that realized, I'm a 6'7" athlete. I'm not going to sit here and play in the mud with you. I'm going to go pursue a professional career. I'm a Yid. My father was a Navi. My Zayda, my Elta Zayda. Hashem may come to me tonight, he told her. And maybe tonight he's going to want to be Megalali B'chaloyim. And what am I going to say? I can't. I just did this terrible Avera and I'm not going to be available. It makes no sense. We're not talking the same language. You have the wrong person. I heard from Moshe Weinberger this past Shabbos. He was talking about this idea. He said, the Chazal say, we learned the Gemara together, Masech Tzanhedrin, we spoke about it twice in the raid. Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula Elam Kein Nimchalei HaKol Avi Noisa. Fascinating idea. Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula. And Pashit, the Gemara said in the context of Rav Zeira, who originally didn't want to get Smicha, and then finally he heard, Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula, I want Smicha, I want to get Mechilas Avinus. He says, but people think that what does it mean, you're Oyla L'Gdula?
You get a shteller, you become a this or that. True, it means that also. But he says, really, every person has the ability to be oyle l'gdula. He said it all from Daniel Mikelem. Every person has the ability to be oyle l'gdula. When a person realizes his own godless, he realizes his own potential, why he was created, what he's able to accomplish as being a member of Hashem's kehila, that in and of itself is a bechin of oyle l'gdula. When you recognize your own godless, your own self-worth, and when you do that, Hashem gives you a clean slate, He gives you the siyata d'shmaya that you need in order for you to be able to accomplish what it is. That's the tifkat in Yosef telling Eishes, but t'must yukna, what does it mean he saw t'must yukna? So Pasha, you always think he saw the image of his father. Maybe it means that also. But it's much deeper than that. He realized from vanet ashtab. Right, the Rechaim HaKadosh says in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim that we have a Messiah, that anytime a person is faced with a Nisayan of Arayas, he should look at t'must yukna shalav, his own father. Not yak. His own father, and that's going to be a shmir. What does that mean? His own father's surah somehow is going to be a shmira that's going to protect him from doing an aver. Yeah, he's going to realize from vanet hashtam. That's the whole point. Remember who you come from. Remember who you are. It's just beneath your dignity. Forget asam mutter. It's not the point. The point is, it's so no shaykhis to you. If you can get it on that level, that's where it's all at. That's, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why this is in this Mishnah right here. We're trying to talk to these Eidim. We're trying to get them not to lie, not to kill an innocent man. So you know what we tell them? Realize the value of one person. This guy right here, who knows who he? Maybe he's Hevel. Maybe the whole world can come from him. And the unique cold Dmei Achicha Tzayek Meila, you need this on your plates. It's not real worth it. But then in the end, we tell them one more thing, in case nothing we told them worked. Remember also that Chayev Adam Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Remember your own worth. And what are you doing to yourself by lying? And that's really the most powerful Moshe Shmuz. When a person realizes who he himself is, Erech Atzmi, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz refers to it, he realizes, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that's the real Yeshua. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayter, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch Hanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina said, Shtei Mesri Shoyz, there are 12 hours in the day. And the day, the sixth day of Bria Olam, Erech Shabbos, when Adam Rishon was created, the Gemara now is going to map out, hour by hour, exactly how that day went down. The first hour of the day, Hashem took and gathered the offer of Adam Rish Shnia, Nasa Goylam. Hashem made a Goylam. That's this unshaped form of Adam. Shlishis, Nimtechu Evarim. Hashem started schlepping out his Evarim. Revius, Nizrugu Bein Hashem. Chamishis, Amad Araglav, Adam Rishon stood up. Shishis, Karashemois, the sixth hour, he called all the Chayos names. Shvius, Nizdabgale Chava, the seventh, he got Chava. Shminis, the eighth hour, Olu Lemita Shnayim. Adam and Chava went into the bed as two people. The Yardu Arba, they came out four. We'll see that means in a minute. Chiyas, the ninth hour, Nizdavash Lechel Mino Ilon, he was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asiris, in the tenth hour, Sarach, he did the Avera, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Achas Esrei Nida, in the 11th hour, he was judged. Shteim Esrei Nitzrad, V'holachla, he was thrown out of Gan Eden, Shenemar, Odom Bikar Bal Yolin. That Odom Arishan, unfortunately, didn't even make it overnight. Bal Yolin, he was Bikar. He was in a place of Yakar, but Bal Yolin, not even overnight. That same day that he was born is when the Avera took place. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ein Chayi Rosh, Let's Blood, Elam Kei Nidmali Ke Behema. A Chayi Ra has an ability to attack a person, but only if he sees him as an animal. Because if he sees him as a human being, as a Tzelem Alekim, then it's Umayracham V'chitchan Yeh Pnei Chayi Sasada. Then the Chayi wouldn't be able to be Moshel. But when a person does Averis, he loses the Tzelem Alekim, it's only then Nimshel Ke Behemis Nidmu that a Chayi Ra has the ability to be Shoylet on a person. For this last Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, Shtei Mesrei Shoyz, Havi Hayoim. So this is a classic, and it's come up a few different times in the daf. But Ein Beis Medrash B'Leichidish. So we mentioned once Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin, not so long ago. I think we spoke of that above a Basra. We even have a rate bite on it. And that is that we know that the Gemara says that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Adam was punished, Chava was punished, the Nochash Akhavoni was punished. What was Chava's punishment? Esa Klolois Niskalolo Chava. And the Braisa in Ervin Daf Kuf Amid Beis goes on and lists the 10 things. It says, Tsar Gidol Banim, and afterwards it said Sar Leiden. The Marsha over there, Chlisha got this ass. Shouldn't it have been in the reverse order? First, it should have said Sar Leiden. Afterwards, it should have said Sar Gidol Banim. Says Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin. So there's many geshmaki through some to this kasha, but says Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin that the Gemara that we just learned said that first Kayin and Hevel were born, and it was only afterwards. It was only afterwards that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. That means when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Hashem now punishes Chava. Which punishment went into effect first?
first Tzar Gidul Bonim and then Tzar Leidah. The Tzar Gidul Bonim went into effect right now. Those children that you have, you're going to have to take care of them. The Tzar Leidah isn't going to go into effect till the next time she has a child. So being that in the Seder Advarim, that one happened first, that's why in the Brisa, so it could be that's mentioned first. The Ran of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Ran says, why is Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei? Because B'tishrei Nivra Olam, and what is B'tishrei Nivra Olam? Chafei Elo. That's why certain kehilos they start saying Slichos Chafei Elo, because that's Yom Brias Olam. Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day. 6 days Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Gemara says that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas on that day. On that day he was Nidoy. Adam Rishon was judged on Aleph Tishrei. L'doiris, all people are going to be judged on Aleph Tishrei. The Vilna Goyim and the Maaser Rav. Remember the Vilna Goyim and the Maaser Rav? We spoke about it a few weeks ago. The Goyim didn't eat anovim. He didn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. A piece of so they bring on the side of the Maaser Rav. Why didn't he eat grapes? Because one mandama says that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen, and that seems to be the mandama that's brought down in Halacha. That what was the Eitz Hadas? It was a Geffen. And when did Adam Arishon eat from the Geffen? The day he was born. And what day was he born? Shchedesh Tishrei. So that's why the Vilna Goyen held up. He saw this is idea, Kabbalistic idea, not to eat Anovim, Ma'esh Trobin. When? On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, you don't need on Rosh Hashanah. But ain't based medrash b'loy chiddush. Ain't based medrash b'loy chiddush. So the Gemara says that Shminas in the eighth hour, Olu lemita shnayim, v'yardu arba. Says Tosfos, who the arba? Zok Tosfos, Adam, v'chava, v'kayin, v'tumasai. It was Kayin. It wasn't Kayin in heaven. It was Kayin v'tumasai. Kayin and his twin. Avol hevel, loy noilad b'isapam. Wasn't born yet. Kedachsev, atosef lo ledes. That was later. The Shnei to Umay Snodu Imay Darish Bereshis Rabba Dechsebes Avon. So it says Tosfos, who were the four people? It's Adam and Chava, but it was also Kayim and Kayin's twin. It wasn't Hevel. Hevel wasn't going to be born until later. Akshema Olam from a Gemara in the Sechtes Erevin Daf Yudches Amidbeis. The Gemara says like this: Hoyer Ramei Roimer. Ramei used to say Adam Arishin Chasim Gadol Hoyer. Adam Arishin was a chassid gadol. Kivan, grace of chusid. Kivan, shirashi, nikdis and misal yadoi. When he saw that because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, he caused death to descend upon the world, he felt terrible. Yachav betainis meyo shloishim shana. He sat betainis 130 years. Upiresh mino isha meyo shloishim shana. And he was pirish from his wife during those 130 years. Vehelo zarze te'enim alpsar. Either way, the Gemara says, Ramey is talking, that after Adam Arishon eats from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem tells him that because you ate from the Eitz Hadas, man is now not going to live eternally anymore. But there's going to be death. So he feels terrible. He's a chassid gadol. See, it was Yosha Betainis. He fasted 130 years. He was also Pirish Mino Isha 130 years. Shtelzich the Fraga, the Kasha is, that if Hevel was not born Bishoshminis of Yom Brias Olam, then when was Hevel born? At the next day, I guess. The problem is, Adam Arishon was already judged on that first day. Once he was judged, it was Niknasa Misa. If it was Niknasa Misa, he was Parish Meneisha for 130 years. Hevel wasn't born 130 years later. You know who was born 130 years later? Sheis. It's possible in the Torah. The Adam was 130 years old. This is well after Cain had really killed Hevel. And it's at that point that Sheis was going to be born. So, Makshema Olam, how did these two Gemara Shtim? Or how does this Gemara Shtim with Tosfos Alkopana? Because Tosfos again says that who was born B'Shal Shminis? It wasn't Kain and Hevel. It was Kain V'Tumas. When was Hevel born? I don't know. He was born the next day, a year later, whenever exactly he was born. The problem is, there's no time for him to be born. Because after that first day, Adam Arishon was already Parish Me'ishtai. And he was Parish for 130 years. 130 years later, Hevel's not alive anymore. Now it's already Sheis. And Sheis was Tachas Hevel, the Pasuk says. So this is already way after Hevel isn't alive. So how do you make these two things shtim? That means if you look at the Marsha right here in Erev and Yudches Amid Beis says it's muchach from this Gemara that the Shnayim Shein Arba that are mentioned right here, Olu Lemita Shnayim V'Yardu Arba, who with Arba? It's Kain and Hevel. Now why aren't the twins that Chazal talk about mentioned? I don't know. The primary people, although it was Kain and Hevel. There was more. There were twins also. But really, Be'ikar, it's Kain and Hevel. But the way Tosfos brings it clearly right here in Sanhedrin Lam and Ches Amid Beis, it's Sarachin. I'll just tell you one thing that I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, Masechtas Erevin. So Megadim Chadashim, Talmud Chacham, Muflig, didn't write on many Masechtas, but one of the Masechtas that he has on is Masechtas Erevin. So right here, Masechtas Erevin, he brings something fascinating. And every Matzah Shabbos, after Meir, we say the Hinoyam. Hinoyam, Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, and then the last Pasuk, We say twice. You say the pasuk Oyrich Yom twice. Why do you say it twice? You know what the reason is? He brings from the Re Ibn Shu'ab, who quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that the reason we say Oyrich Yom twice is because if you count from Vihi Noyam until after the second time you said Oyrich Yom, it's Kuf Chetes Milas, 129 words, and 129 is a number that is mesugal to ward off the mazikin, which is something that we want to do in the beginning of the week. And where do you find that? He says, you find that from Adam HaRishon. Because the Gemara says that after Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Hashem told him death is going to come onto the world, he was perished me ishtoi for 130 years. And he says that really it wasn't 130, really it was 129. And during those 129 years, Adam HaRishon was Meilid Banim. But not regular sons, but rather Ruchais Vishadim. It's Ruchais Vishadim. And therefore, 129 became a number associated with Ruchais and Shadim. And that's why Yoishib Biseser El Yoin is the capital Tehillim. That's what you say by Levi. That's the capital Tehillim that you say to ward off the Shadim. And Matz and Shabbos at the beginning of a new week, we want a good Gebenchta week. So we try to ward off everything by saying V'inoyam Eirichyam Masbeyu Tzinsveitimo, because we want to be Mechavin to that number Kuf Chav Tes, because Kuf Chav Tes is related, it's associated with Ruchas and Shadim. How do you know it's associated with Ruchas and Shadim? Because that's what Adam HaRishon was Meilid during those 129 years. They was Pirish Meishtim. It says in Megadach, how many years was it? It wasn't 130 years. It was really 129 years. Why does the Gemara say 130? Presumably the Gemara is rounding off the number, as the Gemara always does. But it's really not 130. The magic number is 129. It means there's 1 year. There's 1 year after that first day. The 129 years, it was 1 year for Hevel to be born. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter Shah Besoif Arami Simich. A little more Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rabbi. Shah Shabbat 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 wanted to create man. Barakat Ach Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. He first created a group of Malachim. Amalem, so he tells them, Ritzoyim Chem Nasa Adam Betzalmenu. Do you want me to create man in our image? Amr Lefanav, they told him, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Ma Maisav, can you tell me a little bit about man? Amalem, he says, Kach Vakach Maisav. Yeah, they're gonna do mitzvahs, they're gonna do averes. Amru l'fan of Rebbeinu Shalayla, ma enosh kisiskerenu, u ben adam kisifkedenu. Nah, if man is gonna sin, he's gonna do averes, I don't think we need him. Hoshed etzbay katanas, Hashem took his little finger, bineim, put it between them, the sarfim, and he burnt these angels. The chen kachnia, Hashem then created a second group of angels, asked them the same question, they responded the same way, and again, he burnt them. Kach shlishes. Then there was a third group. Amru l'fanav, they said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Rishayim Shamru l'fanecho, Ma hoyilo. They already were noticing the trend. And if they're going to tell Hashem, we don't need man, it's not going to end well. So they turned to Hashem and they were open about it. They said, listen, the first two groups told you what they thought, and it didn't work out. Bottom line is, you're the boss. Kol masha atereitza lasos by lomcha aseh. Hashem goes and creates man. Fast forward several generations later, the Dara Mabo, the Dara Flogo, Shemaseh Mikul Kolm. Amr Lefanu Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Malachim turn to Hashem and they say, La Yafar Amr Rishayim Lefanecha. Weren't those Malachim right when they told you Ma Enosh Kisiskerenu Ben Adam Kisifkedenu? Weren't they right for telling you not to create man? Says the Gemara. Amr Lehem. Hashem responded with a pasuk in Yeshaya Ve'ad Zikno Ani Hu. The ad seva and the ezbal I hear, but I'm willing to be soivel ka Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yudamara. Adam Rishon misoivel levad soivel hay. Adam Rishon was so large, he went from sea to shining sea. He was misoivel oylam vad soivel. Shenemar lemen ayoyim asher bara lekim adam al aretz ulemikte hashamayim vad kte hashamayim. So we're talking about bara lekim adam al aretz adam Rishon, and then it says mikte hashamayim vakte hashamayim. Kimech sarach when Adam Rishon sinned, he niach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yodai Olav, Hashem placed his hand on Adam, Umiatai, and he made him much smaller. Shenemar Ochor, Vikedem, Tzartoni, Vatoshes alai kapech. Hashem puts his hand on Adam, and there's like a second Yitzirah. Oh, my Rabbi Laz, Adam Arishim Minha Oretz Valorikiyai. Adam Arishim was from the Oretz Valorikiyai. It was really large. How large? His feet were planted here on the ground, and his head went all the way up into the clouds. Shenemar lemin ayoyim asher bara elikim adam al haaretz v'lemikteh hashamayim v'akteh hashamayim. Kim shazorach, same chazal, after the Rishon did the Aveir Nichol, Shbarach Yod, Olav, v'miyateh shenemar ochtech v'kedem tzartani. V'etamar kosher kroya adodi. Aren't these two psukim astira? Meaning, was Adam HaRishon from Mikteh Hashemayim v'Akteh Hashemayim, which would be the width of the world, or is he more from the ground all the way up to Shemayim? Says the Gemara, it's not a stira. Why not? Because idi v'idi chadamidahi. They're really the same share. I'll just tell you one interesting marumach. That is the Yad Ruma on this Gemara right here. Yad Ruma asks Akasha, and at the end, and that's really the punchline as it relates le'inyanenu, he says as follows. He says, Miu, Hani, Mili, everything that we just read, that Adam Arishayin was Misoifai, Ilamat Soifai, or Adam Arishayin was from the ground all the way up to Shemayim, Kulu Lashon Havoyin. These are all exaggerations. Ke'inyan Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Orim Gedoilois Ubitsurois Bashamayim. Right, the Meraglim come back and they said they saw Orim Gedoilois Bitsurois Bashamayim. Doesn't mean that literally. Kaloima, what it means is Shegavoyim Yoisamidai. Vachi Mashmal on the Frushe Vesulay. Meaning that's Pshan in this Gemara as well. Meaning he had caches on the Gemara. And he says Adam Arishayin wasn't really Misoifai, Ilamat Soifai. He wasn't physically. What it means is he was unusually large, and just we're describing it in an exaggerated way. Lush and Havoy. This is the Yad Ramah. This is one of the Rishonim. What comes to mind is that when we learned Perek HaMoiches HaSvino, so we had a little intro. This is also a read by. We had a little intro. And in the intro, we spoke about Divrei Agada in general. Sometimes the Gemara will say something that seems super duper spectacular. Are you obligated to say, we're maminim b'nei maminim, and even though sometimes it's hard for us to fully grasp it and comprehend it, but this is what Chazal said, and we don't question it. Maybe no. Maybe some of these divrei agada were mishalim, they were metaphors used to mask and disguise, explain certain ideas, but they don't necessarily have to be taken literally. The Ben Yehoyada, again, he's not talking about all agada to Gemara, but he's talking about those Gemaras in the beginning of HaMoicher HaSfina, which are probably the most spectacular, says the Ben Yehoyada, and I quote, Hine noita, kol mamorim elu loy dibrehem dvarim kipshutan. These Gemara should not be taken literally. Elehem divrei moshel, va'afilu sheyesh behem dvarim she'efshali esbim etzis. Even though there are things in this Gemara that could be, are possible to have happened, im kol zeh loy nemru ele derech moshel v'chida, ve'hem anikram b'mishle, lohovin moshel u'melitza divrei chachamim v'chidaisam. There's an idea of lohovin moshel u'melitza divrei chachamim v'chidaisam. What's it referring to? These ideas, agadata gemaras. Agadata, at least these agadatas in the beginning of, so you have a Yad Ramah right here, tucked away, Sanhedrin, Lamed Chesam and Beis, have a Ben Yoyada in Bava Basra, Ayin Gimel, Lamed Aleph. I'm sure if you look around, you can find other Maramakonis as well. It's interesting that the Marsha in Chidushi Agadas in the beginning of Perek HaMoiches HaSvino seemed to take a different approach. He said all these things that the Gemara described over there happened literally. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yudha Merav, other Marishan, Belashan Arami. See, Adam Rishon spoke Belushan Arami. He didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. Gret Aramish. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Veli, Pasuk in Tehillim, Mayokru Reyecho Kel Neotzmu Roshem. That's the end of the Pasuk. Mayokru Reyecho Kel. So, Adam Rishon is referring to Hashem, Kel, and he says, Mayokru, how yokor, how precious is Reyecho. Now, Reyecho over here means Miloshan Rayom. Reyecha is a biblical word. But there it means friend. Over here, Reyecha is Miloshen Rayon, which is Loshen Arami. Adam Arishon is the one talking in that Pasuk. So you see that Adam Arishon spoke Beloshen Arami. Incidentally, the Pasuk that the Gemara just quoted, Ocher V'kedem Sartoni V'atoshas Alay Kapecha, which we said is referring to Adam Arishon, that's also in the same Perek in Tehillim. It's Tehillim, Perek, Kuflamites. V'hainu Adam Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said the same thing. Ma'idik Siv Sefer told us Adam. What was the Sefer told us Adam? Sefer, Malamet, Shero, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dardar V'doshav, Dardar V'chachomav. Hashem showed Adam Arishon every generation. It's Bali Darshonim, it's Chachomim. Kivish Yilu Darish Rabbi Akiva. When he saw Darish Rabbi Akiva, Samach B'teiras, he was very happy with the Torah Rabbi Akiva. But when Nisatzeh B'misasi, he was very disappointed with the death of Rabbi Akiva. Omar, he said, V'li Mayokru Reyecha Kel. Hashem, I can't understand. Your rayonos, your thoughts are above my pay grade, above my capacity to be able to understand. He was referring to the death of Rabbi Akiva. Omar, Rabbi Yudha, Rabbi Adam Arishon, Min Hoya. Adam Arishon was a Min. Shenemar, Vayikra Hashem Elikim El Adam, Vayoyim Eloi Ayeka. And what did he mean when he said Ayeka? On, not the Lipcha. What happened to your heart? Why did you become a Min? Unbelievable. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moshech Ba'arla. It was Moshech Ba'arla. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, V'hine Ka'adam Avru Bris, V'ksiv Hasam Es Prisi Hafer. Rav Nachman Amar Koifa Be'ikar Hoya. Ksiv Hach Avru Bris, V'ksiv Hasam Es Prisi Hafer. V'amra Lasher Ozvu Es Pris Hashem. Obviously, these Gemaras are Tzorech Iyun.
And certainly in light of the Gemara in Erevin, Yudches and Beza, we just quoted, Rav Meir said, Chassid Gadol Haya, that Adam HaRishon was a Chassid Gadol, so maybe we'll pick up on this note tomorrow.